Concours Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 13. Sorry to spoil the World Bank party, but hasn't it lost its way? Imagine a bank investing around £55 billion a year in the world's economy with the specific mandate of alleviating poverty. This is supposed to be the World Bank. It turns 60 next month, but I won't be sending a birthday card. The World Bank finances energy projects, often run by multinational energy corporations, including Shell and BP, in developing countries. More than 80% of the energy extracted is exported and used in the developed world. World Bank money has left a legacy of environmental and social devastation, from cyanide spills in Peru to land expropriation and water pollution at oil pipelines in Chad. The bank has blindly chanted an economic growth mantra to those who have questioned the appropriateness of this investment, presenting a dogmatic argument that these projects will inevitably help the poor. This cannot go on. The World Bank has already received an unwelcome early birthday present in the form of its own Extractive Industries Review, or EIR. 3 years' research over four continents involving governments, multinationals, academics, civil society, and affected communities has concluded that the bank's involvement in oil, mining, and gas has failed the world's poor. A bank with a mission of alleviating poverty must be able to prove that its projects have the potential to deliver. As a provider of public subsidy, the bank should have environmental and social standards as well as economic ones, guiding its investments to ensure that its involvement in projects is responsible and sustainable. The EIR concluded that free, prior, and informed consent of affected communities, respect for human rights, the protection of internationally established no-go zones in areas of armed conflict, and high spiritual or scientific value must be prerequisites to ensure that extractive industry projects have the potential to promote sustainable development and alleviate poverty. The review's conclusions have received huge international support. This ranges from governments, indigenous people, and religious leaders, including Desmond Tutu, and yet not from the British government. As Agnes van Aarden, the Netherlands Development Minister, says, the World Bank's mission is real poverty alleviation for the poorest. The question is whether oil and mining can really alleviate poverty. An independent report indicates clearly that the World Bank needs to undertake other activities to do so. This has been discussed before, and it sounds like great advice to me. The question is not what World Bank money will do for a project, but what a project will do to alleviate poverty. The World Bank is turning 60 this year. It's time for the bank to deliver or retire. Fin du texte numéro 13.